Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest spirit.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Time to get real, time to get honest, time to find the truth, time to be happy, time for reality, spirituality. Welcome, everyone. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and thank you so much for being a part of the show. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for your comments. I get so many really, really great comments and suggestions. Of course, you know, there's always the people that aren't satisfied, but one thing I learned, by being an aerobic instructor for almost 35 years. That's right. I started when I was 10. For 35 years is you cannot please everyone. You know, we all have our preferences. We all have a different sense of humor. We all have our favorite comedians. Some people like Cat Williams. Some people like Jerry Seinfeld. And that's the beauty of this life. There's 7.2 billion people on this planet. Why do we have to be like somebody else? We are different. We are individuals. Reality spirituality, this show, celebrate being an individual. You know, I want let me welcome you to the show, and for my new listeners, what the hell, what kind of show is this? Well, this show, Reality Spirituality, and me as your host. My whole purpose, my whole intention, my agenda with this show is to share with you what I've learned about this thing called happiness. What is it? How can we keep it? How can we have more of it? I mean, raise your left hand if you want more happiness in your life. I don't know anyone that would not raise their hand. Of course, I don't know everybody, but yeah, if you ask most people, yeah, I'd like to be happier. I'd like more happiness. Where do I sign up? That's what this show is about. And I have to share with you that the universe is always, always talking to me. And when I say talking, I don't mean, let me start with this. There are two separate voices in my head, and I can tell the difference. There's a man-made voice where you should have, you didn't do, why couldn't you, oh, you didn't get enough done today. That voice, that voice. And there's the other voice with a message of you're good enough. Everything is happening exactly in the right order, in the right time. You are special. You have gifts to share. There's nothing wrong with you. There's that other voice, too. And it was that other voice that I heard this week that I want to talk about today. Because I have a message for every single one of you. How to guarantee peace in your life, peace in all of your moments, in every single moment that you're living, every single moment that you will have for the rest of this lifetime, how to be at peace with it all. Do you believe I have the answer to that? Finally. finally, after 50 years, and it is exciting. Now, have I mastered? Have I put into practice what the universe, what the message is? In other words, what the message conveyed? Have I started practicing it? You bet. Because what I want more than anything else in this world is to be at peace and to be happy when I am breathing my last breath in this life. To look back and smile on my deathbed. That's right, I said it. I have to say, I've thought about this a lot. I've thought about getting to the end of my life and looking back and having the choice of either being satisfied or dissatisfied. You know, this universe is really, really simple. I used to complicate it, but it's really very simple. The truth is simple. Allowing, relaxing, surrendering, giving up control is not easy. Is not an easy practice. But once you, let me stop that. When you begin to practice, like any other skill that you have to practice, whether it's playing an instrument, whether it's singing, whether it's writing, even if you want to be a surgeon, a chef, you have to develop skills and you have to practice your skills. And that's what it is all about, is just practicing behaviors that add to your happiness. And the more you practice, and it isn't, sometimes it's not very comfortable. No, scratch that. Let me be honest. A lot of times it's not that comfortable. It's only not comfortable. I'm speaking for myself. It's only not comfortable is because I'm not used to doing it. But once you start practicing, everything gets easier and easier and easier. I promised to let you in on the secret, and I am going to let you in on the secret, and here it is. The secret to guaranteed lasting peace for the rest of your life is this. It is the concept. Okay, close your eyes for a second. Close your eyes just for a second. Take some deep breaths because this is really, really big. At least it was really big for me. Anytime that I think that I am separate from anyone else or any situation or any circumstance that is going on in this world, anytime that I think that I am a separate entity, that I am not united with everything in the universe, that I am not connected with, if I think that I am not connected with all of it, including my neighbor, including my coworkers, including that annoying person that I cannot stand. I'm throwing that out. Every time I think that I am separate, from someone else, or I am a separate entity, there is no peace. Guaranteed peace, lasting peace, is when I know and behave and feel in every cell of my body that I am united and that I am a part of and that I am one with you. I am one with my mother. I am one with my neighbor. I am one with this planet. I am one with everything that happens on this earth. I am one with every circumstance, with every event. I am part of every event. I don't care what it is. Let me really get crazy. Whether it's a war that's going on in another country across the ocean, whether it's a parade, whether it is a natural disaster, I am part of it all. I am united with everything that happens on this planet. I am part of it all. There is no separate. I am not a separate entity. I am a expansive entity that when I say expansive, I mean always, my arms are out, my both arms are out right now. When I say expansive, I mean I am always in a state of change and evolution and movement and growth. And that's what this whole universe is. Change, movement, growth, change, movement, growth, energies, change, movement, growth. That's what it all is. I'm pausing a little bit because it's interesting. I do this show. I do Reality Spirituality every Saturday and Sunday at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And usually at the beginning of the show, there are a lot of people in the queue that, when I say a lot, not a lot. Well, it depends on the show. It depends on the show and it depends on the subject matter. And I'm just letting you know what happened just right now. And there was a person that wanted to speak with me. They were in the queue. And it was interesting because I was doing my guaranteed piece, and guess what? They hung up. I don't know about you, but I'd want to know what's going to guarantee me peace. But this is the secret and this is the key. You never know why. You can never get in anyone else's head and know why someone had to hang up. You never know. So number one, another guarantee to peace is to not take anything, and I mean anything, personally. Nothing. It's not personal. The tsunami is not personal. The rain is not personal. It just like the weather is not personal. What happens when others, their behavior, what they do, what they say, even if it's directed at you, it's still not personal. Why? Let me give you an example. I used to be, and I've said it before, don't tell anyone, bitch on wheels. Bitch on wheels. That's right. Ask my ex-husband. He'll tell you. He's such a cool guy. We're really good friends now. I give him dating advice. I digress. I used to love to argue. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I would argue about the time of day. I would argue about everything. Because I grew up and I was coming from a place of wanting to feel good, wanting to be happy, but not knowing how to achieve it. Thinking that if I had everything in order, if I had everything lined up the way I wanted it, in other words, if people would do what I wanted them to do, react, say, be, how I wanted, what I expected, then I'm happy. It was really about controlling. So this other guaranteed secret of lasting peace is to give up control. Give up controlling anything and anyone outside of yourself. Give up wanting anyone else to do anything that you suggest. In other words, okay, let me be a little bit more specific, because I think I'm kind of rambling right now. I feel like I'm rambling. When I say give up, I mean allow the other person to be who they are, accept them without judgment. Oh, we have someone that wants to speak with me. You are live on Reality Spirituality, area code 512. Welcome to the show. What's your first name?
Marie.
Hi, Marie. Hi, what's going on?
Well, this is the question I have. I'm in a job. I have been trying to apply for other jobs, but for whatever reason, nothing has come my way, or I've tried, but things just didn't work out. Here's the question.
Mm-hmm.
I see one that I'm very interested in. I'm going to put it out there, but I just have had so much rejection, and I just want to see what you're picking up with respect to that.
Okay, so what you're really asking is you want to know if you're going to get this job.
Or something better.
Well, let me ask you this, or something better. Let me ask you this question. Have you experienced that in your life? Have you experienced in your life that everything unfolds, even in the beginning, and say, oh, I really didn't like this, I really didn't want this to happen, but you found out that, wow, this is really good. I didn't expect this to be turn out as good as I thought. Has that ever happened to you?
In some situations, yes.
Okay, well, let me say this. It's going to happen to you again right now in this situation.
Okay.
What I want to say is to, because I can feel your energy, and what you're doing is you're really, really trying, right? You have a lot of energy that you're really trying. You're trying really hard. I just feel this trying energy, right? You're trying, you're pushing, you're trying. Yes?
Yes.
Stop it. Stop trying.
Okay.
Honestly, the universe works differently. What I like to say is you don't tell a fish, you don't say, okay, fish, you need to try to swim, or a bird, try to fly. What I'm saying is I want you to start relaxing. And relaxing your shoulders and dropping your shoulders and breathing. And instead of trying so hard, I want you to sit back and kick your feet up and tell the universe this. express to the universe as many times as you like, with all sincerity, that you know, universe, I trust and I surrender that whatever happens and whatever job I get is going to be the best job, is going to be the best job for me at this particular time. I know that. I trust that. Can you help me relax, universe? Can you help me just let it go? Let this trying go. You feel what I'm saying?
No, and I agree with you. I guess where I am, and I've had to learn the where I'm at now is just so stagnant that it has created some challenges for me, because I do have like a freedom type energy, and where I'm at tends to be extremely, extremely toxic. But I'm better now because I've released that.
One thing that I know about you that I feel from you really, really strong, really strong, is that you are very, very self-aware.
Yes, I try to be.
No, you don't have to try. That's who you are.
Okay.
Yeah, that's really who you are. And and it's interesting that you said I try to be, because now I'm feeling something else, that you're like not really knowing how magnificent and how great you are.
Well, I guess for me, as I stated before, where I was sitting at, where I'm sitting at in my current position, has been so stagnant and just very toxic. So that part of me is coming. I'm powering myself back to who I am, because that I allow that to drain me. That's the problem.
Okay. Ooh, this is good. This is good, Marie. This is good. Okay, so listen. And thank you so much for being honest and open, because not a lot of people like to share their personal life. Let me say this. Do you think, can you feel that you can get to a place, I don't know when, we don't know when, we never know when, but do you feel that you would be able to get to a place where you can walk in any kind of energy, whether it's toxic, whether it's negative, whether it's sad, whether it's depressed, if you can walk amongst all of that kinds of energy and still feel good and not get drained, do you feel like you could ever get to a point where you're so huge, so bright, so filled with this knowing who you are, and you are the universe in a physical form, knowing that you are the universe, can you feel getting to a place where none of that energy would drain you ever?
Well, I guess that's probably the purpose, maybe, of where I'm at now, because that I'm learning that lesson.
Yes. You didn't need to call me. I mean, I'm glad that you called, but exactly, and that was going to be my next question. My question to you is, give me three things about where you are right now. Three things, and you could take your time thinking about it, that are really, really great, great, and a benefit for you in this situation. Three things that are beneficial to you in this situation. And you just named one. Can you name some more?
I probably have to think about it. I'm sure I know, but I probably have to think about it more.
Okay, so that, you see what I mean? So what I've learned is, any time that I feel stuck, or you use the word, which is really interesting, stagnant, not moving, stuck, anytime I feel those things, I know one thing for sure, that I am focusing on, what I perceive to be as something wrong, as opposed to focusing on what is good about this situation.
Okay. And I guess back to your question, I have always been a type A personality, type of person. So now I guess what one second thing I can probably identify is, yes, I can do my job, but in this position is allowing me truly to disconnect from that A-type personality and love and empower me more. So I guess that is what I probably can gain from where I'm at now.
Ooh-wee! Ooh-wee! You know what? You see? Yeah. So there, listen, I have a 9-to-5 job, and believe me, it is the opposite. It is really the opposite of who I am. When I say opposite, I mean, I can do the job. I mean, I'm great at the job. I'm a legal assistant, believe it or not. And I'm really good at the job, but it's not who I am. So you never let a job define you, but I used to let jobs define me, but never let a job or anything define me, ever. And I've been at the job for a lot of years. You know, I've been, universe, when am I going to be on my worldwide speaking tour? Hey, universe, when is? And I had to let all of that go because every single day I'm at that job, I learn another lesson about myself, and I elevate to another level every single day.
Okay.
Because that's what I want, and that's what I'm looking for. I'm in other words, I'm looking at a bigger picture. I'm looking at my situation with, and I use this. Have you ever heard me talk about 360 ways to be happy in any moment? Have you heard that?
No, I'm kind of new. I'm new to your show.
okay. Well, good. Welcome. Okay, perfect. I love newbies. 300, in other words, it's the same thing we talked about earlier. I can look at one situation and I have 360 different ways, it's a complete circle, to look at the same situation to find happiness and find peace. And you just stated two things. You said that you're going to be growing from being in that situation, and you're able to let go of a little bit of this type A personality that you said. And so there's always different ways to look at it. And if you're looking at it in a way and you're feeling bad about it or not happy about it or not satisfied about it, then you know you got to find another perspective because there is a perfect order to all of this.
Okay.
And let me say something about your type A personality, because I used to label myself, a lot of labels. I don't like labels. I just don't like labels. Labels, number one, subtract from happiness. All labels subtract from happiness. I don't even say, if it's good, because you have to have an opposite of good if you have good. Opposite of good is bad. Opposite of high is low. So I don't like labels. So I would like you, again, to not label yourself type A personality. I just want you to label yourself someone with a lot of great energy.
Okay, that's a good way of looking at it.
yeah. You know, look at it listen, you're self-aware, you have great energy, you're learning lessons, you're expanding, you're evolving, you're coming to another level, you're letting go of, you're shedding things that you don't need that don't serve you. I mean, you sound like a perfect person to me, Marie.
I know, I just don't like my job. No, I'm kidding.
Well, no, but the more you say it, the more you, no, well, see, every time you say,
I know.
Yeah, I know you know. I know you know. I know you know. But every time you say, I don't like what you are giving me, universe. Hey, universe, stick it because I don't like where I am, universe. Hey, universe, I'm dissatisfied with today. I'm dissatisfied with my job. I'm dissatisfied with my bank account. I'm dissatisfied with my love life. I'm dissatisfied. Guess what?
Yep.
you get more things to be dissatisfied. So, in other words, it's not. And I want to say giving up and just relaxing and not wanting to evolve or do something different, but accept where the universe has placed you, and just why are you here? What are you trying to show me, universe? What are you trying to tell me? I'm open. I'm here. I'm listening.
Okay.
How does that sound? Does that make you feel good?
No, it does. It does. It does. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anything else?
No, that's pretty much it.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. I'm just learning, like you said. I'm just learning to just embrace where I'm at and not so much make the best of it, but learn and grow from it.
Yes, yes, exactly. Not just, I got to make the best of it, because that's another kind of energy. That's another energy. You know, energy is very specific. Energy is very, very specific. There is an energy of dissatisfaction. We don't really want an energy of dissatisfaction.
Right.
We want an energy of being grateful and satisfied where we are and open to the rest. Let me share with you what I ask the universe for, and I really make it really simple, Marie. I ask the universe all the time. I say, number one, what else is possible? That's all I have to do. What else is possible, universe? Because you know, when you ask that question, the universe always answers. So let's ask the universe today. What else is possible? What else is possible for Marie? And then the other thing that I ask the universe, which is really, really a fun one, how does it get better than this?
Okay.
Simple.
Okay.
And watch when you open and you really surrender to all of it, watch what happens. Put on your seatbelt, honey. Put on your seatbelt.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You feel like there's been a shift. I feel like there's been an energy shift with you.
Yeah, no, it has. It has. It most definitely has.
I mean, in this phone call.
Oh, yeah. I think it has.
Mm.
I think it has, because I'm allowing it to be. That's why.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Allowing and open, no resisting. And when I say resisting, so when you tell the universe this job is stagnant or whatever, it's just another form of resisting, right?
True. That's true.
Yeah. So it's really about not resisting anything, not resisting a job, not resisting a moment, not resisting a person. It's really about not resisting. And then just ask the universe, hey, universe, help me to really get this skill about not resisting. I really, you know, resisting doesn't feel good.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true.
So this is your first time listening to the show?
Yes, it is.
Okay, welcome. It's really, I'm so glad that you're here. Tomorrow at the same time, 7 a.m., I'm going to have a psychic. I am not a psychic. I am a happiness specialist.
Okay.
When I say psychic, I have come to the realization for me, I really am satisfied with this moment. In fact, the moments that are unfolding, I could complain about how long everything is taking. I can complain about what I think I should be or where I think I should be. But in reality, it's not my plan.
Sure.
It really is not my plan. Because if it was my plan, Marie, if it was my plan, it wouldn't be happening the way it's happening. How about you? How about you? Right?
Yes.
So
right.
So now we know it's not our plan. But I give up. I give it up because I know the universe is more creative and knows more than I do.
Right. That's true. Thank you so much. I'm so glad that I called.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you called, too. Thank you so much for calling. Continue to listen. I welcome you to the show anytime. Thank you so much, Marie. Have a great, great day.
Okay, you too.
Thank you. What a great call. That was really, really important. You know, we are more alike than we are different. We are more alike. And we're all with the same kind of struggles, the job struggles, relationship struggles, financial struggles. Where am I in my life struggles? What have I accomplished? What have I done? Why am I here? What's my purpose? Blah, blah, blah. But the truth is, we're here. Our purpose is to grow, evolve, and be happy in every moment. Reality spirituality, this show focuses on our everyday, common, everyday life experiences and dissecting them all down to the least common denominator to discover why we're not as happy as we could be. And our caller, Marie, was so perfect because, yeah, I'm in a job, it's stagnant, I want something else, I'm going to try, push, try, I want to, all of this energy that really, when you get down to it, at least for me, let me just speak for myself. I don't know how many walls I've run into, roadblocks, hurdles, and I'm tired of jumping, I'm tired of running into walls, I'm tired of driving. It's time for me, it's time for you to let go of control, to realize who you are a physical example of the universe, to realize who you are, and to know that everything is in perfect order. Love is patient and love is kind. Be kind and be patient to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. You can find me, my website is RebeccaNorrington.com, RebeccaNorrington.com. My latest book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, is out now. It's going to be online probably in the next 2 or 3 weeks. You can order your copy on my website right now. Free shipping in the United States. Everything you want to know about happiness, work and happiness, relationships and happiness, death and happiness, money and happiness. Everything you want to know about happiness and how to achieve it and how to develop the skills to create more of it in your life is in that book. And my next book is going to include what I just said today because it's not in my first book. It's not in my book about being united with everything and at one with everything and everyone. Why? Because I didn't know it then. I didn't know it 2 years ago. I just got this message this week. Anytime you don't feel at peace, anytime you feel a little stressed, anytime you get angry or irritated at somebody else, know that you're feeling separate. You are feeling separate from them. You are feeling separate than the universe. We are one, all of us, together. Whew. Tomorrow we will have psychic Claire Louise Hay, 7 a.m. We're going to have free readings. and questions from the audience, I want to leave you with this. Oh, before I do that, I wanted to say, if you go to my website, you can, go to my website. Oh, if you want my free monthly newsletter, you can email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. I'm all over the place this morning. It must be a holiday weekend. Oh, it is. Follow me on Twitter at R.L. Norrington. Go to Facebook and like Reality Spirituality. And until tomorrow, remember that you are a physical extension of the universe. You are one with the universe. Anytime you feel that you are separate, it's not the truth. Anytime that you feel that you are separate from the universe, you know you're not going to feel good. Reality Spirituality, this show is here to teach you that we do not have control over what happens to us. But we do have control over our perspectives, our responses, our behaviors, our words, our vibration, and our attitude. And your personal vibration determines how you feel in this moment, determines how you're going to respond in any situation. How you feel in this moment determines how you are going to respond, and it determines what you are going to experience in this journey. Thank you so much for being with me on Reality Spirituality. Until tomorrow, you've been listening to Reality Spirituality with Rebecca Lynn Norrington. Talk to you again tomorrow. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality. Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real. Reality. Spirituality.